Yes, Cinderella's Halloween Adventure. It's a pantomime. We're halfway through the season. We've got people actually booking tickets to come and see it again. They enjoyed it so much, they're coming a second time.
That's awesome.
Well, that's a good sign of a decent show.
How do they twist Cinderella into Halloween, though? That's my question.
You'd have to ask Joe Clutterbuck about that. He directed it. This is actually a project of the QCOM Theatre, the Youth Drama Group.
Sure.
They've sourced this pantomime, which sort of it combines all the elements of the traditional fairy tale, and adds on maybe suggestions that the wicked stepmother is actually a witch. they've got spiders and trolls. They've even got a mummy.
Well, I love that. Was her date before insane. She met the prince, or what?
No. Actually, we've got some really, really talented young people. It's wonderful to see so many young people coming up into QCOM now. Because a lot of us, I mean, a lot of people in QCOM, we're the wrinklies, we're the crusties. You
know? No, you're just the normies really, you are.
we really do want to encourage the young people to come along. This youth drama group's been going a couple of years now, and it's really doing well. And we've also got more grown-up members because their parents are joining up too, and they're becoming very involved. And it's really good to see so many new people coming on board.
Here's the question. If you've put Cinderella's Halloween Adventure, how can you tell between Cinderella and the Ugly Sisters?
It's pretty easy, darling. Have you seen any of the photos we've had on our Facebook?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I have not seen any photos at all.
You've got to look at them.
Yeah.
Cinderella is absolutely gorgeous. The sisters are frankly terrifying.
Right.
And if you are in the audience and you're male and you're sitting anywhere near the front row,
good luck.
Beware.
Right. Cinderella's not Greg Webb from the theatre group, is he?
No, Cinderella is not Greg Webb.
No, okay.
But Greg Webb is there.
Yeah.
He and Ben Clutterbuck are the Cheryl and Beryl.
Oh, my God, I love this. It's so good. You know, people are just dying to get out and enjoy theatre again. We've had such a rough year. Now's the time to get tickets. Bron, what are the dates and what are the times of the show?
Well, it's on. This is the last week. It's on Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week. And on Saturday, about 7:30 p.m. And also on Saturday, there's a matinee at 2 p.m. But then, of course, we've got a back-to-back production. We've got a new production coming up next week. That's the comedy, First Things First.
Jeez, you guys have been really busy at QCOM Theatre.
Yeah, it's flat out at the moment. First Things First is actually going to be our final production for the year. That's directed by Maureen Coleman. But that is a comedy for grown-ups.
All right. Well, let's buy our tickets now. we'll put all the details on our website now and our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. As always, Bron, thanks for chatting to us this morning. Appreciate the time.
Thanks. Lovely chatting with you too.